With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by Indianola junior boys basketball player Andrew DeWall following a 52-35 win against Oskaloosa. Andrew, it's been 12 games now. Finally win number one of the season. How great of a feeling is that to just kind of get that monkey off your back and pick up win number one?
I mean, it's great. I mean, we go into practice every day working hard, but getting that first one, hopefully getting the ball rolling, get more coming in like later in the year. Just get the ball rolling. The guys worked hard. It was a great win tonight.
And you got to talk about the defensive effort tonight. You held Oskaloosa to 35 points through four quarters, less than 10 points a quarter. That's tremendous defense. What was it that you guys really focused on against this Indian or this Oskaloosa squad to make them so uncomfortable this evening?
Yeah, I mean, we tried to double the ball screens because most people know Roach had 30 on us last time. So we tried to keep him like to a minimum, get the ball out of his hands. Everybody came in with the mindset that we're not letting them get past us. Nothing's working tonight, but we just, like, with that extra day to prepare, we knew their sets, we knew everything. We knew it was coming, and we just executed.
And also on top of that, this was a very physical game, both on the defensive and on the offensive side of the floor, and it just never really seemed to rattle you guys. And Oskaloosa seemed at times to get rattled by that physicality. How did you guys keep that mindset of just staying focused on the task at hand through all the physical play on both ends of the floor?
Yeah, I mean, we've been working a lot on our toughness. We got a lot of freshmen. It's definitely a step up. We feel like we've kind of been the underdog in like size and toughness and stuff like that. So just every day in practice, we've worked on that. We already brought that here tonight. Like, we weren't the hot dog. We weren't loose and stuff. We were more the steak. We were laying it on them. We were tough.
And I love the analogy there that you use for that. But you mentioned being one of the leaders of this team, and it can be really frustrating when you're going through the lulls of the season that have been taking place this season. How have you been working behind the scenes to keep spirits high and just keep guys motivated, knowing that a game like this was going to come along where you were going to break through?
Yeah, I mean, we've showed we've played really well a lot, but it's just we've never played a full game. So, like, never a full 32 minutes. We've played a good 24, then had a lull, and they made a run. And we just feel like we've done that a lot, and I feel like tonight we really put it together. It's just coming to practice every day with that mindset. We're going to get better and get this ball rolling and hopefully pick up some more wins with the rest of the season.
And we're talking to Indianola junior boys basketball player Andrew DeWall following a 52-35 win over Oskaloosa. Another thing that I think was really impressive tonight, obviously unofficial stats that I'm keeping, but I had you guys down for just 6 turnovers tonight. You took pretty good care of the basketball. And you mentioned this is a young team. How have you seen that the team grow in that area of the game and just taking care of the basketball and making the most of the opportunities you get and at least getting shots up and giving yourself the chance to make baskets?
Yeah, it's been a big focus with us. Like, early in the year, we had a lot of turnovers, and that was a main focus in practice, taking care of the ball. I mean, there's always a punishment for a turnover in practice, so we just really focused on that, and I feel like it's coming together right now.
And, you know, now following this win, too, I think that one thing that you mentioned was Max Roach going for 30. The last time you guys played him, you held him to 8 this time.
Yeah.
And in the locker room after the game, when you're talking through this win and just enjoying the feeling of picking up that victory, what was the message that Coach Ebling gave you guys on the job you did defending Roach this evening?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. Got the ball out of his hands with most ball screens. I mean, we also kept their other leading scorer down to 5 when he was averaging 12, which is really important too. So we just kept – our goal is to keep most guys under their average and just play that way, and hopefully we can score more than that. So,
and before we talk about the next game and some of the strategy and stuff like that, I got to talk about this element of it. You got a rivalry game coming up on Friday night against Norwalk, and a lot of people in the area know how good Norwalk is, and even from the first time you guys met them. But, you know, knowing that that game's coming up, how important was this just for the locker room and the mentality of the guys on the team to get this win ahead of a big matchup, a big rivalry matchup against Norwalk on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Get some momentum going. Like, we know most of the guys over there, they're good. They play well and do it well as a team. They shoot the ball well. They do a lot of things well. But if we feel like we get a momentum here, and We feel like we can go a lot of places with this young squad, and we can put some pieces together to get the ball rolling and, you know, hopefully make a run later in the season.
And now we talk a little bit more about that matchup. Obviously, they're a team that went to the state tournament last year. They have aspirations of trying to get back there, and led by Reddick Bourne, You know, the usual suspects on that team. But Redick Bourne's the obvious one, kind of like Max Roach was tonight for Oskaloosa. How do you go about maybe taking some of what you learned here Wednesday night against Max Roach and apply that to maybe a better, bigger, stronger version of that in Redick Bourne on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a different beast. I mean, but if we can take the ball out of his hands like we did Roach, that's really important. But, I mean, as long as – like, I know Coach Even will come up with a good game plan, so we just got to follow that and hopefully do it to the best we can and come out with a W.
Andrew, appreciate the time. Congratulations on win number one on the season, and best of luck against Norwalk on Friday night.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Andrew DeWall of the Indianola boys basketball team.